Om Shanti. So there is a video, very wonderful video. Now they are going to play. Before that, I am inspiring you to watch that video, listen it carefully. After that, you can share your thoughts first, what you felt by seeing it and listening it.
And one of the best examples to look at collective transformation is the process in biology that is called metamorphosis, when something like a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. The two are quite different. A caterpillar is like a worm. A butterfly is a very magical creature with beautiful colors that flies. This is what happens. At a certain point in its development, a caterpillar becomes very greedy. It starts to consume more than it needs. And when its consumption exceeds its metabolic needs, the caterpillar's body starts to die. And it starts to liquefy. But within the body of the caterpillar, there are a few cells here and there that scientists refer to as the imaginal cells. Imaginal cells. Because these imaginal cells are dreaming a new reality, literally. These imaginal cells, they vibrate in a different frequency of consciousness. And when the caterpillar's body recognizes these imaginal cells, they attack them. The immune cells of the caterpillar, they attack the imaginal cells. But because the imaginal cells are vibrating at a different frequency, they remain immune to the onslaught. Soon the immune cells give up a critical threshold, then something magical happens. A gene, a genetic code that has been lying dormant in the body of the caterpillar, it wakes up. And in that genetic code is the information for wings, is the information for a new heart, the information for antenna, the information for legs, the information for a new metabolic rate, because the metabolic rate of a flying creature has to be different from the metabolic rate of a worm. All that is coded in the gene. And the gene which was sleeping wakes up because of the connectivity of the imaginal cells. And as the rest of the body of the caterpillar starts to die, then the imaginal cells, they start to use the dying carcass of the caterpillar as their nutritive soup. And soon, a butterfly emerges with the flight to freedom. You are the imaginal self. So please, start to imagine the new reality.
First one to share what the first thought you got. Yeah. Okay. I think who are listening or watching, they also having good ideas or inspirations. So let's listen. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first thought that came in the mind was, you know, the power to imagine something beautiful, the power of visualization, you know, by which we can also transform our lives, our character.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Om Shanti, everybody. The first thought came to my mind that we should visualize our new journey, like where are we? what's the time?
Keep it.
Okay. The first thought came to my mind, like, we need to visualize our new life, like Satyugi life, the golden life. I am talking about myself, I am being greedy, I need to have this, I need to have that, like a caterpillar. So that's what the first thought came up to my mind. Thank you. I'm done, yeah.
Om Shanti. Actually, we keep hearing, I don't know about yourself, but I'm fairly new since COVID I started, and we've been hearing this is ending and then we are going in, Kali Yuga is ending and then we are going in Satyuga and all that. But this video was one of the greatest tool for me, I think. And we learn by, example and movies and videos. So what I learned is, if caterpillar can transform itself in a beautiful creature, why we cannot? So this is one of the greatest thing. I think I got it today.
Thank you.
And I will definitely start dreaming. Even during that short meditation, I was almost dreaming myself from transforming how I would be in Satyug, or how my original form was. And that form was amazing, amazing, beautiful, charming, cheerful, vibrating, all pureness, happiness to all around. So it's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Om Shanti. The first thought that I had while watching the video was the power of thoughts.
Yes.
As a Brahmin, even though we read a lot, but how much we actually put in a real belief in what we can imagine and what we can think. So that was my first impression.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else? So, now, after watching this video, for 1 minute, go into deep. Just relax your body. Go in inwards. How I am seeing myself. Can I be able to see my future form as Baba sees me? Are the present situations disturbing that vision? Or the present form is pulling back. Is my intellect believing it? Shanti. Come back. So, what was that? So now we know ourselves, and He knows us better than us. So, can I match the two, what I know myself and what He knows? How can I match it or mix it? So sometimes we believe the sustenance of family or Baba is too much for me. I can't take it. Some people, maybe sometimes we feel guilt, I am not doing that much, why I am taking this much from the family or Baba. But the caterpillar is greedy. So Baba also say, now you also become pure greedy because we want whole world, right? We are not expecting very a little portion or one palace or one flight. So as today's Murli also, why we not miss the Murli? Why Baba emphasize never miss Murli? Even you are on deathbed, still you can listen the Murli. For anything else He don't says, don't miss it. For Murli only one thing He says. Why? Srimat, okay. Discipline, Srimat, discipline, and okay. Divine knowledge, power. We keep forgetting, that's right. Okay. So this is the food for soul to face the whole day or 24 hours. Good. Food for soul, yeah. Change the intellect. Sorry? Only the way He communicates, He expresses His love to us. It is only one medicine for the making the soul cure from different diseases. Anyone knows there is sound therapy in the world for different diseases. They do sound therapy. Different sounds, different notes for that, different things. So why He forces us to never miss Murli? We never know which word in what time clicks our mind. Maybe we listened it 1,000 times, but that right moment, the right frequency brings the change. So I'm sure you all have so many experiences, but one experience is recently I got changed. Usually when I do meditation, sometimes I close my eyes. Automatically it closes when we are in experience or when we are in deep somewhere or deep silence. But in Raj Yoga, this is only one Raj Yoga where we keep our eyes open. Still sometimes dadis or senior says, it's okay, it automatically closing your eyes, it's okay. So recently, couple of weeks before, in the Murli Baba said, if you close your eyes, how can Baba bring change through His vision? Nazar se nihal karne wala baap, अगर आपके आंखें बंद है तो निहाल कैसे करेगा? How can he purify you, bless you if your eyes is closed? So that word clicked. After listening it, even I can't close my eyes, the automatically closing also stopped. So we never know which word when it clicks our mind. That's why Baba says his words, his sound. Maybe so many times we listen to our Laukik parents, at some point the same word bring change in ourselves. We believe it. So that is the sound bring change in our sanskaras. Because of love, we change our sanskaras. And he gives tremendous knowledge of whole kalpa, how we will be, how we was in different ages. That also, how much I believe it, that much change I can bring. So, as you said, in whole day we face so many behaviors with our family, friends, colleagues, big family, or in workplace. That also bring change in our behavior pattern. Just like yesterday, Sudesh did is sharing that if you see somebody's weakness, that is dust, right? So that dust fall into my eyes because I am seeing it. Some impact it put on my intellect. Again, if I do the same, means I am spraying that dust on others also. Dhul, bhul, these two words she played with very well. That influences. That why Baba says, no, don't follow any sister, brother. He always says, follow father. Even he never says mother. So why? If someone behaves, one example, one brother, he always says hi to me. I say Om Shanti. So he replies that same to you. So it pinches somewhere in my mind, okay, next time I will say same to you. If he says hi to me, then I will say same to you. So again, the next time when he says that, I will say, why I want to change my attitude? Every day we will meet 2-3 times, and every time he says, and every time I say Om Shanti, then he says same to you. Every time I need to talk myself, okay, that is not my way of behaving. It's okay. He is happy with that. I am accept. So every behavior clicks our ego slightly in mind. Then it puts so many thoughts in front of us. Okay, I will show you why he is always teasing me. Why he is. Then I need to explain myself. He is not teasing me. That is his way of expressing his love. Then my intellect understands, okay, accepted, no problem. Then my behavior won't change. If my ego works on my mind, it takes my intellect, it takes my wisdom, that is the dust, closing the third eye, not this eye, as per today's Mudli, Baba gives third eye, it closes the third eye. So, I forget about all the knowledge, next time, okay, I will also say same to you. It gives temporary satisfaction for me, okay, I tit for tat, I am satisfied, I am happy. But unknowingly, my behavior changed. My way of expressing the respect or love changed. I am not noticing it because my third eye is closed. So what I made these many years my behavior, all of a sudden, within one incident, I am breaking my dharana, my principle, because he is saying that. I am taking as a teasing way. So I change my name. So whatever hard work I did these many years, one situation changed quickly. So that's why Baba says, always be careful whom do I am seeing. So now, you can stand up and see the person who is in front of you and what is your vision changes. So can we do that exercise? So just turn next to you and see what can your vision for him in front of you, him or her. So slowly what changes it brings. In what form you are looking, or what form you are visualizing, are you able to stick that vision, or it is fluctuating? Thank you. So why Baba always says to practice, practice, practice? That way in scriptures or in so many quotes they say, as your vision, like that you see the world. Jaisi drishti, vaisi srishti. And so many times I check myself, any information changing my feelings towards any person. That why yesterday Murli, or day before yesterday, don't waste your time in waste thoughts and gossiping and jarmui jangmui, yeah. So, it gives joy, isn't it? When we gossip, when we listen. Even one Murli Baba said, if you say yes, if somebody is saying something, if you are nodding your head, that is also a sin. You are getting accounts. How deep that. So there is plenty story about this, stories about this karmic philosophy, karma philosophy. But yeah. She's asking, if we nod our head, it's accounts. If we say like this, what will happen? Argument starts again. Yeah, then they say, you are not listening to me, you are not responding to me. Yeah, I noticed. If someone's saying, if possible, skip from there. Slip from there. You can't. Only one-to-one conversation happening. I tried myself to say, okay, Baba, you need to listen in. You need to listen in. I am listening. I am not listening. That is one. The second, okay, I will make my stage more deep that he can short his conversation or stop his conversation. Creating the vibes to help that soul. And sometimes, if somebody is scolding me, then I will, what Baba said, somebody is scolding you, what you visualize? Showering flowers. He is worshipping you. When, so many years back, when I am practicing this, so maybe he is asking for some blessings I am not giving, so that's why he is scolding me. Then, when I am practicing that stage in front of someone, and then immediately, couple of times, are you listening what I am saying? Are you stone? You are not responding to me. So, the practice very important. At sometimes we leave it. But that's why Baba says, don't lose your hope on yourself. Because one thing, Baba kept hope, very highest level of hope. He is sure what he is doing on us. Because he said, there is no one else for me, or no one else in front of me, or no one else going to come to become like that. I will make you only. So, how I am keeping hope on myself. So many times, that why Dadi Janaki always says, sit with yourself. See your mind as a child, baby. Make friendship with it. Then your sanskars will change. Like visionary cells. How it reacts. Our sanskar cells to try to hold it or change it. But the visionary cells acting in different frequency. So when we practice and practice and practice, then at some point it will leave it. The old sanskar, leave it the visionary cells. Then it put impact on normal cells. So our vision, by seeing others as a soul, as an angel, changes our body conscious sanskar. That is unknowing process. How unknowing we make our sanskars in bad way, in the same way unknowingly just practicing this self-respect or different stages unknowingly bring change. And what you experience? Just like if somebody said, I said tit for tat and I will feel, I taught him. I given back to him whatever he said it. Just like in Hindi they say, Int ka jawab patthar se dena. If anybody throwing the brick, I will break it with stone. So satisfy. If I am not doing that, and I am sticking with my own way, what I will experience? Freedom, lightness, and
calm.
When you notice deeply, you feel joy. Because you won that situation. Your confidence. That joy, at that fraction of second joy, gives so much contentment. You don't want anything. So in one point, I always, if anybody teases me or disrespect or undisciplined way somebody behaves or somebody talking about me, I always think, I don't want respect. I don't bother. Why? Why I don't bother if somebody is disrespecting you? That is his way of behaving, okay? And what else? How you convince your mind? Yes. The biggest thing is God respecting me. In front of it, this is nothing. He is praising me. He is loving me. What else I want? If the king or queen giving respect to you, if his secretary or somebody is disrespecting you, you feel it or not?
No.
So in the same way, once again, I will talk myself. The self-talking, that is called self-motivation or self-counseling, that thoughts give power to our imaginary selves. So more what it does, how can we multiply it? In scientific way, they explain why Baba always says, remember me, remember me, remember me. He is only one in this world expects all should be remember him. Right? Why? Yes. We keep ourselves safe from Maya. In scientific knowledge, they say, when someone meditates deeply, aligns with truth, or experiences moments of stillness, the imaginary cells awaken. and it multiplies fast. If I am thinking about some values, golden age, or cycle, or I am connected with Supreme, or I am connected with my own form, angelic form, or deity form, or it multiplies fast. Okay, it multiplies fast, then still, why I don't have that much enthusiasm or intoxication?
Because that's not constant.
That not constant, okay. Think.
Forget Baba.
Visualizing?
Again and again, and it becomes my reality.
Okay.
So my state of mind, that my frequency to be matched with that frequency. Why? And by that way, presence has been taken place.
Okay. Because I am not matching that frequency, that's why I am not lack of intoxication. Okay, what else? Okay. When you fill the oil in one carry bag, it takes time, right? You need to take care and filling and holding it in plastic cover. When you make a hole in it with a needle or pin, it's very fastly come out. In the same way, if I am connected with soul or different forms or Supreme Soul, it multiplies, the imaginary cells multiplies more. After that, I do meditation and I experience wonderful stage, a wonderful love from Baba I experienced, and meditation is finished, white light is on. All of a sudden, if I become normal, I am talking, I am seeing, disturbed by some sounds, immediately it dies. How much fast it multiplied in that ordinary thoughts or sounds or my behavior, it put impact on that cells. That's why constantly we don't have that intoxication or happiness. So from a couple of years, I'm practicing Baba giving this much abundance. Why can't I hold my happiness constantly? Simple one thing. See yourself from this morning. How much time you are happy? No. First time or second time or plenty times, no matter. Baba always says it should be visible in you through your face, isn't it? Now also, I open my camera to click a photo, you will change your pose or face. Means you are in ordinary form. Good. If you are bringing more extra happy, that is great. But we know ourselves, how we are, what my face is. So that's why Dadi Prakash Muni always drawn our attention. If I am doing half an hour yoga and got wonderful experience, then I need to give one more half an hour to come down from that stage. Don't come immediately. Don't come down immediately. That's why previously Dadis says in classes, if red light is off, our meditation is off. No. After white light, our meditation starts. So in Spark, that's a spiritual application research center. At one time, we went to one university to do research on different theme, and ethical committee is sitting and listening to our research project. So we all want to do this project with you. So they all of a sudden, one professor caught up and asked us, why Brahma Kumari's meditation only? Why? There is so many meditations. If you are in that position, what is your answer? Whatever project about meditation we are doing. So he asked us, why Brahma Kumari's meditation only? We can do Patanjali, we can do mindfulness, we can do Kundalini, we can do Reiki. Why we want to do with you? There is plenty Raj Yoga, Vivekananda Raj Yoga. Okay. You know one thing, what type of connection we have with Supreme, the Muslims have more deeper connection with Supreme. You know why? Even the child cries, he say Allah, Allah, Allah. You ever listen? If our children cry, in your childhood, you cry, Ma, ya Bab, don't beat me, like that, right? So like that. So why the Brahma Kumari's meditation? The Brahma Kumari's meditation, it's not an activity. It's a lifestyle. So in research, we didn't say that answer, but who are already doing research with our meditation, he stood up and said it. Why means, when we take brain data from while meditating Brahma Kumaris, there is three types. One, we sit normal and they are taking the data and 15 minutes, and then they ask us to meditate half an hour. After that, again 15 minutes normal. Then some activities, some games, they say questionnaire and everything. So if they ask us to stop meditation, we become normal, still our brain is in meditative state. This difference they didn't find in any meditations. In Raj Yoga meditation only they found this difference. So then they explain, these people not doing a meditation like an activity, their lifestyle it is. Yeah. Yeah, of course. They do, that is also main points. But In other meditations, it is not lifestyle. Main cause, main reason. So we change our lifestyle through meditation. That why Baba say, whatever you do, but your consciousness should be in meditative state. So we are doing efforts for that. Yeah.
Here, meditation comes later.
Yes.
First we learn what to do, what not
to. Yes. The disciplines, toli, or knowledge, or lectures about values or things like that make a platform.
Changing our thoughts?
Yeah.
Our process?
Yes. It creates a platform in my intellect. The meditation gives you experience. Through that, the life changes because platform is ready. That's why Baba says, last course is... What is the last? We did 7 days course, so many courses. But what is Baba's last course? Baba asked us to do it also. Okay. Realization course. We listen so many things, we don't realize it. So when we realize and make others realize, they get experience. That's why Baba says, by listening, they forget. By seeing, they forget. But once they experience, they never forget. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 That's why Baba is unlimited and we want unlimited inheritance. That's why we are greedy. And that's why I said, sometimes we feel too much listening. No, the sound, the each and every word's sound is different. It puts impact on our intellect. So, in whole day, talking to self, like if friends is there, they're always talking, whatever they do, they share with them. They share each other. In the same way, how much my relationship with Baba, how much deep it is, how much strong it is, and how much I give importance to it. How we can say, I have strong relationship with Baba, God, our Supreme.
The moment something, the pace differs, immediately you go up.
Okay, if something comes, you feel low, you go up, right?
If anything goes in the normal way, and something triggers,
okay. Baba. So then you feel my relationship. Okay. Okay. What else?
Relationship with Baba explains the faith you have. And you have authority in Baba as well sometimes. Depends on
me. Okay. How you can say your relationship is strong or more getting stronger or near to Baba?
Like,
my more love increasing with Baba. Okay. Stable Karma Yogi stage, whole day. Yeah. Okay. Okay, it starts from Amrit Vela. Okay. 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 Yes.
Make him his partner.
Partner. Good.
Like
yes. It's leave the kadai. It leave the wok. It become detached. Yes, these are all things, big things. But the small steps we always neglect, we forget. So the simple steps, because Baba always says, you have treasures, but there is leakages. When we see ourselves, we don't see any leakage in our treasures, but very subtle holes, these small things makes in our intellect, our treasures or our powers will go away from that unknowingly, from small holes. Sometimes the small holes gives big loss, even the one big hole can't, because we can see the big hole immediately and we will patch it. So the small holes is that simple steps. Whenever I do something, whom I tell the first one? If I am going for lunch, I am telling to Baba, okay, let's go for lunch. Or I am telling my in charge or my colleague, okay, I am going for lunch, you take care, I will come back. Or I am going for market. I am telling whom I am telling, the first one. If any action I am doing, I am sharing it first with Baba, my connection is becoming strong and deeper. The first sharing is the other person, I am giving importance to that person first, not Baba. So that's why I am practicing. Whatever I want to do, before sharing it to anyone else, am I sharing with Baba? That's I am noticing. And our principles, disciplines, or even 1 minute meditation also. In research, every day, 1 minute meditation also brings so much deep changes in your behavior patterns, in your thinking pattern, and your way of facing pattern. So this is research. So we simply by seeing somebody is all or not doing 1 minute meditation, why I am standing and doing. So, but because it is for me, I am not doing for others. So even I am seeing others as a Brahmin family, still it is ordinary, simple way, but what is the elevated way by seeing as souls or seeing as an angels or seeing as an God's instruments? Because we always think if somebody is doing wrong or some unnecessary things, we think why he is doing this? After these many years in knowledge, still he is doing this. He is talking loud. Why he is shouting? all of a sudden I will tell myself that is, that script is given by God, the director. I don't know what director wants, right? My script is with me, but his script is different. I stick to my script. I am not interfering his script. And whatever happens, I believe God's plan. Okay, I planned something and I give it to Baba, whatever your plan, I will go for that. And protect your feelings, your dharnas, your inculcation from ordinary things or unnecessary things. Way of eating, when you come to Madhavan, how many of you first time here in this kalpa? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, okay. 8 or 9 jewels. So you have an opportunity here, you can use it worthwhile way. As much deeper, as much elevated you can. Because here you no need to think, you no need to worry, you no need to see around. Just use your time more elevatedly. While you walking, walk with Baba. Even if couples comes, I will tell them, leave them, forget your couples. He is also in Baba's house, you are also in Baba's house. Take care of yourself, he will take care of himself. Be with Baba. Because after 3-4 days, when you go back, you need to live together, you need to take care of each other. But here you have an opportunity more to be with Baba. So like that, you can change your sanskars with simple steps. Give smile, keep smile, think that thoughts which gives you more intoxication. Visionary, you practice, like you are spreading vibrations, you are walking with his company. How you feel if you are holding a queen's hand? There should be more intoxication if you are holding God's hand. Of course it's subtle, but you are in practical way. So if here also you are doing ordinary actions, then you lose your importance, your experience, your power. That's why Baba says, you do efforts in normal way, it gives happiness, but it won't give power. So the simple things brings more power. Just like one drops become a pond, like that. So we always take care of big things and leave the small and simple things. So it's okay. No, it gives more power than the big things. Or it helps to hold the big power constantly. So that's why the simple steps are more important. Okay. Om Shanti. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.